Unstratification. What the hell is it, and why are we talking about that today? Well, this is going to be very short and sweet and simple. You have a condo building. You buy it. You unstratify it. You rent it out. Done. I wish it was that easy, eh? Unstratification. That's what the investors are doing right now, people. They're not flipping properties. I'm talking about in British Columbia, okay? Because my statistics and my information sources is only British Columbia. I don't look at the rest of Canada or anywhere else in the world. So, unstratification, what it is that people, investors, are buying up old stratified buildings and getting rid of the stratification. Some are doing renovations, some are not doing renovations, because the ROI is a hell of a lot better when, instead of buying a piece of property, renting it out, and having the headache of being a landlord and fixing things at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know where I'm going with this. Investors are not interested because there's two factors. They don't want to be landlords. And number two, it costs too much fucking money to get into real estate in BC, especially in Vancouver. Nobody wants to invest any money and do some house flipping. So what the investors are doing now, they're looking for rundown buildings that are stratified and basically buying out the owners. And believe me, if they got a piece of shit condo, of course, if the price is right, they're going to move out. But your ROI is a hell of a lot better when you're renting out a building than you are having it stratified, okay? Because when you have a building with the cost of rents the way they are in Vancouver, one bedrooms are going for around $1,800 minimum a month. And the reason I'm saying minimum, because that's... those are places that don't have cockroaches crawling up the side of your middle of your leg in the middle of the night biting your gonads. So people are buying stratified buildings, buying out the owners, fixing up the building. Some of them are not fixing up the building, but they're renting it out because the rents are so damn high in Vancouver. I know that in Kelowna, rent is pretty dang high too there. And, you know, you're looking at least $2,000 for something decent in Kelowna. So that's the take on investing and getting away from flipping. Stop flipping properties because there's no profit in it anymore. Even when you find a house that's so badly run down, it's uninhabitable, you're still paying a ton of money for the land. Think of it this way. In Vancouver, you're looking at about a $800,000 to $1 million for a piece of shit. So, investors, you're looking for properties, look for the stratified properties. Either you can buy something, you know, that's 10 years, 20 years, 50 years. There's a lot of buildings that are in Burnaby that I know about that are, like, you know, I can think of seven of them right on the top of my head. They are just pieces of crap because the people that are living in there are irresponsible, and it just shows the kind of, because of the crap that they have stored on their balconies, like, oh my god. So anyway, again, I am not a licensed realtor, I am not a lawyer, and I'm not a tax specialist. If you need professional help in those categories or any other, seek out the professionals. Now, when you're looking at buying a stratification property, I would say that negotiating skills is the same as a realtor's, except a little bit more detailed, and there's a little bit more legal work that's involved in it. So yeah, I would recommend, number one, a lawyer. Number two, you get tax advice and find out what the cap rate is and what you can maximize on the cap for that particular building. You can also do rentals and you can do commercials in the same building. So the reason I'm saying when it comes to the negotiating skills, same as a realtor, is because any monkey can really do it. It's not rocket science, and I'm not putting down the realtors, but what I am saying is that Everybody's different when it comes to getting what they want. You know, we're all different people. We're all unique. Realtors are paid based on certain skills. Some have it, some don't. Majority of them don't have it. They just more or less just write offers and accept offers, and there's no negotiating, and there's a lot of stuff going behind the doors that you don't know about that are just very shameful, and a lot of it's illegal. So I don't recommend hiring a lawyer, or I'm sorry, a realtor. Yes, you need a lawyer and you need a tax consultant. But I don't think you need, in my personal opinion, you do not need a realtor. Most of the realtors that I come across here in Vancouver, they're a frickin' joke. There's very, very, very small amount of people. Probably about a handful when I think about it, that are very good at what they do, and they're not going to jack you around. But a disclaimer, I am not, again, I am not a licensed realtor anymore. I gave up my license a few years ago voluntarily because of the bullshit lies and the deceit and the backdoor dealings that goes on in real estate here in Vancouver. But at the same time is that I am not a tax specialist. I am not a lawyer. So these things on this show and on my YouTube channel, Vancouver Real Estate on YouTube, I have my personal opinions. Everything I talk about is my personal opinions from my personal experiences, and from the information that I gather from other professionals is only my take on it. And I'm going to give you the shit straight up, whether you like it or not. And if you don't like vulgarity, don't listen to my show. Don't go to my YouTube channel, because I'm very direct and I'm going to say it like it is. No holds barred, people. Like, you know, in today's economy, you know, I am just so sick and tired of people that are getting fucked over. And it doesn't matter what industry. And when it comes to real estate, I've seen it. And I left the industry of real estate as trading services because of the mere fact of what the hell's going on. And you know, I'm just one of those people that got sick and tired of it. And I don't want to be part of it, all that deceit and lies that goes on behind the doors. Anyway, look me up. And if you want to deal with a little bit of great information, find me on YouTube at Vancouver Real Estate and subscribe to the channel, like the videos, and use the comments section for your benefit. I answer every question. If you have a comment, make it. If you need some information, ask the question. Talk to you soon, guys. Bye.